Oh, yes, Pocahontas was a real decent femme. And why am I talking about Pocahontas? Well, I just pictured her in my mind, actually. She's quite cute and very feisty. But that was then. Let's talk about femmes now. The modern femme. And you guys can play along with me if you want. But try and find a good reason for wanting or having a modern femme in today's world. For the man. So when you think about it, though, the modern woman, the man needs her for, two things. Sex and having a baby. And the modern femme has put so many things attached to sex that the man has to jump through so many hoops. It isn't worth that, is it, men? Because half the time it's not cracked up to what it's supposed to be or what they're advertising. And who enjoyed it more anyway? Well, just take a look at the person that was screaming through it. What about having his baby? Well, femmes have shown us most recently how they're not great mothers at all. And they will expect the man to do most of the upbringing anyway, because they've got far more important things to do now. And that's if they have a healthy baby, which a lot of them are finding that hard to do as well. Well, maybe just for company, the man could have a femme or partner in life. Not really the modern femme, they're too demanding. They'll want this, they'll want that. It'll mostly be all about her, of course. And the man's life will be secondary, if even that. Ah, well, she can keep the house clean anyway. No, femmes don't do that anymore. It's beneath them. Well, she can cook him a really good meal every night. No, the new femmes don't really know how to cook, actually. The man's probably better at the cooking than she is. Well, she can do the washing and everything else. Oh, no, the man does the washing usually now. He's found out how to use a washing machine. You push a button. That's about it. Well, at least she'll be company in the evenings, where they both can sit down and watch a nice TV program together. No, not really. The TV now is mostly all for femmes and their mindless materialistic TV shows that the man wouldn't like at all. But still has to watch him to appease the female, of course. Then it'll be a one-way street. She won't watch any programs he likes at all. She'll tell him to go to another room. So you guys out there can add some things if you want and try and tell me the positives of being with a femme or being married to a femme or having a femme as a girlfriend all the time. But it seems to me the femmes are basically obsolete to the man now. And far from enhancing the man's life, they destroy it. So you've got plenty of lifelong male friends that you like to go bonding with. Get a femme as a girlfriend, and she'll get rid of them no problem. You men out there got far too much money? Hey, get a femme. They'll spend it for ya, and you'll have nothing to show for it. Of course, I remember many, many years ago, femmes used to be known as the homemakers. But they flipped that around, and the new femmes are the home wreckers. But at least they look nice when you walk into a place with a femme on your arm. Nope. Have you seen them lately? Talk about pile the makeup on. And you're lucky to find a femme without a tattoo or maybe some plastic surgery somewhere. And listening to myself here, you know what? I've sold myself on myself. I don't need a femme. Not for anything. In my life and my time, femmes are definitely obsolete. And you know, maybe they'll go extinct. Hell, you might only see them in the zoo soon. What do you think, guys? Hey, let me know. Got my ears on here.
On the bank of the river.